SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Today we have Deeksha Khanna with us. She has recently won the Emerging Female Award in the Wyndham Multicultural Entrepreneurs Award Ceremony. And today we're going to talk to her about her business and how it all came about. Welcome to our show, Deeksha.
Thank you so much, Preeti.
First of all, I think our listeners would like to know a little bit about yourself and your background. Where are you from and when did you come to Australia?
I'm from Delhi and I came to Australia about 10 years ago when I got married to my husband, Gaurav, who was studying here at the time. So I got married and then came here.
You are a businesswoman. Tell us a little bit about your business, first of all, and then we'll talk about how it all started.
Sure. So the business that I won the award for is Amaziology Australia. It's a very unique concept where we print, you know, on edible stuff like marshmallows, macarons, fortune cookies. So it's one of the first of its kind in Australia. No one else really prints on marshmallows. And the idea for this business came out of my, you know, inquisitiveness for creativity. Like I like creating stuff and something new, something unique, and that's how it all started. And yeah, it's a really fun concept, and you can the best part about Amaziology is that you can upload images from your Facebook, Instagram, you know, with a click of the button, and then we just print it on whatever you like.
And what's your client market? Who do you cater for? Is that for parties, for functions, or do you have a shop or a showroom where you sell these products?
So to start off with, we have a website which is fully capable of taking online orders. So that is the idea. We wanted to start off like that. But then besides that, our main market is the wedding market and the events market, because, you know, we can print whatever you like onto it. So it's doing very well with weddings because people like to get their names printed on the macarons and messages and things like that. So we haven't really started with the corporate market, but so our market is more to do with retail. And the plan is to eventually have like a retail outlet, like a physical shop.
And how long have you been doing this for?
Amaziology is very new. It took me more than a year to set it up, to launch it. But it's just about 3 months old.
Tell us, do you have any background in business management or any sort of training to run a business?
Nothing at all.
No.
Nothing.
So how, because any business or any venture to start off, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of planning,
absolutely,
a lot of investment, time and money. So what was the reason behind, like, you could have done a job, you could have done anything else. What was the reason behind starting a business, especially when you had no previous education or knowledge about anything relating to business? What was the inspiration behind it?
Look, I belong to a business family, so I have seen family do business, but I had no education, and doing business in India is very different to doing business here. And I had never even done a job in India, so I came here and I did pick up a job. I worked for 6 months, but you know that thing of when you wake up in the morning, what is it that gets you excited? A job wasn't doing that for me. I wanted something creative. I wanted to create something on my own. So within 6 months of doing a job, I quit it. And that's the only 6 months that I've ever worked in a job. And after that, I just had to create something on my own, which is what inclined me towards, you know, doing my first business. And my husband was very supportive. But it was very hard. There have been like hundreds of times where we thought, why are we doing this? Doing a job is much easier. But then again, when we wake up in the morning, we know we're creating something. We're very passionate about it. So it was just, that was the true calling. That
being a woman, we have other responsibilities as well. You are a family person as well. You're married and you've got two beautiful kids as well who are quite young. And they need a lot of attention and care as well. Being a mum and a wife and then running a full-time business, how do you manage all that? Your time, how do you distribute your time fairly so that, you know, you are spending enough time with everyone? Because there are lots of, I guess, women out there and mums who want to do their own thing and want to start their own business. But it can be very intimidating and very scary, just the thought of starting something all over again. And especially as far as a business is concerned, it's almost like taking care of another child, because it's your own creativity that's going to materialize into something really, you know, amazing. What does it take to run a successful business and a successful family life?
See, the first is, of course, your passion. When you're passionate about it, then you'll make sure you juggle the things and make it all work. I'm passionate about my business as much as I'm passionate about giving the best to my kids. That's how it is for me. So for me, it's very important that both of them work. And then secondly, I would say you have to get organized. I mean, I have a to-do list to probably make a to-do list. That's how organized you have to be. So I plan my day in such a way. I have, you know, chunks in my day that this hour to this hour is my work hour, and I shut off completely from everything else that I'm doing. For me, being able to pick up my kids from school is one of the reasons I would say I'm doing my business, because I have that flexibility that I finish at 3, I pick them up, I'm there to give them lunch, I sit with them, have a good time. But they know that when they're having that 1 hour rest, it's still my business hour. So I still work till 5 o'clock, after which, you know, it's time with them. But for me, it doesn't end there. Once we've put them off to sleep, my husband and I work again. Because if I want to have a future where I'm completely, you know, my own boss, so to say, I have to put in those many hours now. So I make sure that I am up before my kids get up so that I catch up on the day's emails. I work after my kids go off to sleep. So I'm not saying it's easy for women. It is harder, but then it's just fun. I mean, your kids, the best part is your kids see you growing. They realize that whether you're a man or you're a woman, if you love something, then you can do it. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. And for us, that was a big thing. So our kids look up to us. They now have that feeling that no matter what it is, if when I wake up in the morning and I feel happy about it, I can do it. And I think a little bit help from your partner also makes a lot of difference. My husband has been very good with sharing the responsibilities in the house. We don't have family here, so that makes it really tough. But yes, it's just organizing your stuff.
If someone is listening today and they want to start, even if small scale business run from home, what are the quick, just couple of tips that you would like to give to those people? That what are the priorities that they need to make sure that they know these things before they even think of starting a business and thinking that if it's feasible or not?
Sure. I think the first thing is don't do anything for the sake of doing it. You have to have your heart in it. So first, take out time to realize and to figure out what is it that you love doing. Second is be practical. You can't just say, you know, I start my business today and tomorrow it's going to, you know,
be a big success.
Returning. It does not work like that in the real world. It takes a lot of time. So be practical. When we did our first business, we made sure we had some reserve funds because we had very young children. So we did that. And then the third biggest thing I would suggest is, which I think Gaurav, my husband, and I didn't do in our first business, was get a mentor. You have to have someone or a few people around you who have been there, done that, who can help you. It is very important to ask for help because if you're doing it on your own, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You'll just take longer. It'll be more exhausting. It's very important. So I think once you realize what you want to do, find someone who's doing something similar, who's ready to help you. And I would say 90% of the time, successful business owners, they're happy to help because they've crossed that. They know how it is. So it's very important to get a mentor.
Lastly, I cannot finish this interview without asking about the online media. Like you said, most of your orders come from online as well. Yes. And in recent times, the digital and the online media has opened up another world for small scale industries to promote their business, to run their business without having a physical shop outside right. somewhere. And you are running a successful business now, even though it's fairly new, right. but you've made a good start and you have a vision for your business. And most of it is online.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about this media? Do you think it's going to expand and go on? Or do you think it was a momentary thing and, you know, you can't sustain a business just purely on online media?
Oh, no, you can. You can. I think this is here to stay. And because my first business was wholesale, I wasn't aware of social media and marketing and things like that because we never had to do that. So for me, Amazeology, to market it was a big challenge. It came as a shock. Mm. It was, does all this exist? But it does. And I educated myself about it. And you have to be quick. You can't say that, oh, Instagram is famous right now, but I'll probably do it within 6 months. I'll try. No, you have to do it now. You have to have your eyes and ears open of what's going on, what is new, what other platforms are there. Because you can make really successful business just through selling online and having a massive social media presence. In this day and age where we are so addicted to technology and social media, very important to be aware and promote your business through social media. It saves you from a lot of unnecessary fixed expenses. Yes, for us, a retail outlet is a part of our plan, but our first plan was to get our audience engaged, which is through social media, and then have a retail outlet so that we already have audience or customers who are ready to come and buy rather than going the other way, having a retail outlet and then creating the awareness when you already have so much fixed expenses. So it's better to do it the other way. Create your, you know, big audience, your fans, your customers, and then sell it to them. So it's definitely here to stay.
Well, it was wonderful talking to you, Deeksha. Thank you so much for coming into the studio and all the best for your future.
Thank you so much for that.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.